It's on the new page. Okay. Kol Hazvachim, any carbon, Kumlan Abak. Tomorrow we're starting the second Pedic. Today's daf is Tezayin. So we're going back a little bit. Kol Hazvachim, all the Kabbanah, Shekiblu Daman, that the blood was received in the Klei Shores by a person who's disqualified, by a Zor, by a Yisro, by an Oinin. Somebody who's one of his parents passed away, and they shouldn't be serving in the kachim. Tvul yom, somebody who went to the mikveh, but he has to wait for the sun to set. Or a mechusse kippurim, he was a metzeda or a zov, and even though it's nighttime, he has to bring a carbon. He didn't bring a carbon yet, so he shouldn't be serving the base of mikdash. Or mechusse begadim, or a kohen missing one of his clothes. So, but we're doing 15b. We're going over yesterday's part. Or a coin didn't wash his hands and feet. Odal, a coin who didn't circumcise himself according to Rashi, even if he's a hemophiliac and he had no choice, he's disqualified according to Tosfos only if he deliberately, wantonly didn't circumcise. Yoshev, or a guy who was sitting, doing Navoidin. It says in the Pasuk you have to stand to the Shadis to serve the Eibishter. Tosfos already asked, no one's allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. Forget about serving. Tosfos says that maybe, he says, that's only Mudur Rabbanon. But Mahatayde, you're allowed to sit, but not during the Avodah. If you're standing and there's something between you and the ground, a keli or a behemah or the foot of your friend, all these are possible. Not only you didn't do the avodah, you disqualified whatever you did from being used. And the Torah Lashon Hara learns from here that you have to stand by davening Shemoneh Esrei, you have to stand on the ground because we're like a kohen. Kibul b'smoil, possible. If you accept it with your left hand, the kilei shadus, it is possible. Rabbi Shimon says, you shouldn't do it. You should do it in the right hand. But b'machshe, b'b'yev is kosher. And a coin can be a lefty. So usually we say that a lefty, his left hand is his right hand. But not when it comes to the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemara Zor Minon. How do you know that Yisrael touches a carbon? If Yisrael does the carbon, not only it's not a good thing what he did. For example, he carried the blood, but you can't fix it up. That's it. He ruined it. How do you know? Or if you know any avodah you did. Tony, that it is possible. Tony, Levi, Dabit, Aaron, Abon, Lema. Tell the Aaron, Israel, like this way, that with their tummy, they feel no zoom in the Kachim Yisrael. Their tummy, they should separate from any Kachim of Eden. B'nei Yisrael, Muti, Mai, B'nei Yisrael, comes to what you mean. Only Yiddish, Kabbalah, they should separate from, and not who, but it comes to exclude. Ilema, Lemuti, Noshim, only B'nei Yisrael's carbon when your tummy don't be involved. We're doing yesterday's Gemara. But women, it's our problem. Carbon, Noshi, sorry, carbon, Noshi, but Tubakar, you're allowed to bring the carbon of a woman in tomb? Of course not. So what's the chilik b'nei Yisrael if you're tummy, you shouldn't be serving it. If a guy brings a carbon, what do you mean? A guy is a carbon you think you're allowed to bring while you're tummy. Hash to tzitzlem arze b'ayid, if the blood, let's say, by mistake became tummy during the avodah, the tzitz forgives and you continue. But a guy, he was so machmir in the tumah that the tzitz is not atoned for it. You expect that we say that a coin is allowed to be tummy while he's bringing up the carbon of a guy? Of course not. This is what we do. We read the pasuk in two parts. On the one hand, that the kohen who is tamei should separate from kachim. And the next part of the pasuk is b'nei Yisrael. What about the yidden who are even the toyer? That if they shouldn't get involved in the kabbalas, and they do, v'lo yichalu, because if they do, they will give me mechalat. So that's how you know if a yid does, if a Yisrael works in the base of majors, not only he shouldn't, it's a lav, but he actually passes the carbon. Tvei Rabbi Shmuel does not learn from a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel says it's a kavu chaymer. Tony learns asi, we learn a kavu chaymer. The balmum, we learn a kavu chaymer from a koyin who happens to have a defect. Madr balmum, madr a koyin who has a flaw, defect. She oichel is lati kabbonis from the last line of yesterday's page. Im of, sorry, exactly. I knew that. That's why we start learning it. Im avad. And if he worked in the base of Midrash, Chilel, he ruins the carbon. So Zor, Yisrael, She'enoi, has no right to eat him, kachim. Einoi din, isn't the din, She'im Ova, that if he worked in the base of Midrash, Chilel, he ruins the carbon. Kalochayman. Not from the Pasuk, Kalochayman. In other words, there's two parts here. One is that Yid is not allowed to work there, and that we know. But the second thing is that if he does work, he ruins the carbon. How do you know he ruins the carbon? So we learn from the Balmum, he ruins the carbon, so Yisrael also ruins the carbon. We're just going over yesterday's Gemara, we're now on top of Tezayin and Alf. What kind of kalvachayim is that? Mala balmum. You know why balmum? Shekain. There's a chumra there. That is shekain. Also by korev kemakrev, the koyin himself, if he has a mum, he's disqualified. And also, if the animal has a mum, they're disqualified. So therefore, mum is such a strict, such a stringent psul. That's why he ruins the carbon. But shekain, what do you call it? Azor. doesn't spread to the animal, so maybe he doesn't ruin the carbon. Name tamei yechiach. A tamei, an animal can never be tamei because a living animal cannot become tamei. And yet we know that if a kohen tamei works in the midrash, he ruins the carbon. So we see the fact that you cannot pass it on, or that this psul does not apply to the nikriv, has no bearing on it. Oh, what's wrong? But tamei has another chumra. Malo tamei, she came at tamei. A tamei, even though the particular animal can't become tamei, but tamei is a powerful thing. It's contagious. You can make other things, so you can pass it on. You cannot pass on a zor. You're a zor, and that's it. A mum also cannot pass on his mum to others. The Chazar Hadin, he goes back and forth. The chumra here is not the same chumra there. Nor the chumra there like here. Hatzad Hashavash, what's the common denominator? Shemuz Harin, they both warn, don't do the avoida. And then we find out that what happened, they did in both cases, the carbon is ruined. The im of the chilim, they did work in the base of Midrash, they ruined it. Af ani of Izar, so the same thing applies to Yisrael. Shehum Muzer, Yisrael also was warned, don't work in the base, serve in the base of Midrash, Yisrael. And therefore we also compare the im of at chilim. If he did work, chilul, he ruined the carbon. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. This Kavul Chaymer has a certain premise, and the premise is you accept that a Yisrael is not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, how do you know he gets that he ruins the carbon? That's what the Kavul Chaymer is. But tell me, how do you know Yisrael is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash? In fact, the only pasuk, as far as we know, you're not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash, is from the very pasuk we brought before, which is Yenozu B'nei Yisrael and V'lo Yichalu. So if he already knows that pasuk, and that's he learns you're not allowed to work in the base of Midrash, you also know the second part, which is Leichalu, because if he does work, he'll ruin it. What do I need a Kavul Chaymer for? But the Gemara, Minolad, the Muzer, how do you know Yisrael is warned not to work in the base of Midrash? Even the Yinozru from this very pasuk we brought it on a few minutes ago. From the Yinozru, in that very pasuk, Chilul Begufik Sivbe. It says in that pasuk that if you do work, you'll ruin the carbon. So what do I need a Kavul Chaymer for? Ella must be has another pasuk. Which pasuk is he learning from that Yisrael shouldn't be involved in the kabbanis? Because it says that a Yisrael should not get close approach the Mishkan, and we dashin with a zor lo yikrev aleichem. A zor should not get close to the Mishkan. So therefore, and that's what you have to do. We have to watch, make sure they don't get close. Is that Raya? Surely he can't get involved in the kabbanis, which is mamash inside the Mishkan. So you want to learn between Tamei and Baal Mum. And over there they ruin the carbon. The same thing applies to Yisrael. But there's a chumra that they both have that Yisrael doesn't have. So maybe you can learn from them. What is that? What do they both have in common? When it comes to a bum in the backyards, there was no permission to use it to be Tamei, nor was there a permit to be a Baal Mum. So Bashaykin Yisrael was allowed to work in the bummus. It wasn't a requirement that a kohen or a kohen wearing his clothes, everybody in the backyard had a little of mizbeach over there, and it was a title. So we see that there's a chumra by them that you don't apply by Israel. So who everything, not carbon tzibin, no carbon tzibin on the bummer, only carbon yachid. All Yisrael, there's no din of a kohen requirement of a kohen by a bummer. So there's no requirement of a kohen by a bummer. So obviously it's not such a big stringency. So who said that they ruined the carbon? Who said they ruined carbon? And Rashi brings a raya. We see by Gidon, we see by Manoyach, by Shimshon, every Yid can Shmuel, they all can bring kabbanis. Do the whole avodah, everything. So the Gemara, you're right. Omit tamei. Rabbi Shmuel didn't mention it. We're the ones who mentioned it, but so we thought tumah is the second thing. Forget tumah. He says lo tamei tamei. Remove tamei. Yechiach ela emi. You know what we're going to say when you're going to ask us a question about Baal Mum, the animal also is a mum and it's possible. Oinin yechiach. You know what I'm going to say? The oinin is going to prove an oinin, not tamei, but oinin. Oinin is also a din that what do you call it? That if an oinah does avodah, he ruins the carbon. So between oinah doesn't pass on to the animal. So between oinah and Baal Mum, we learn out that something that someone shouldn't be serving the base of Midrash. If he did, he ruins the carbon, so to Yisrael. Oh, 1 second. Malo oinah has a big chumrah. Shekein osu b'maiseh. We learned over there in Pashuk Yisrova in Yevidui that you say that I did not eat it when I was an oinah. So an oinah is not allowed to eat maiseh. And I eat maiseh. I said the Gemara, Baal Mum yechiyach. A Baal Mum will prove it. What do you call it? A Baal Mum will prove it that there's no such thing that he's not allowed to eat. Baal Mum's allowed to eat mice. So the fact that you're not allowed to eat mice is not a chumra that has any bearing on this thing that you ruined the carbon. But a balmum has another chumrah, that the animal also a mum is possible. So go back and forth. The chumrah here is not the same chumrah as here. What do they have in common? That they're both warned not to wear in the base of Midrash, Sai and Oinen and Sai and balmum, and they're both told not to wear in the Midrash, and yet they ruined the carbon. The same thing by Yisrael. We can ask a question, the same question he asked before. You know what an oinin and a balmum have in common? They're both forbidden by a bomber. They're both not permitted by a bomber. Mashenk in Israel is permitted by a bomber to do all the avodas. That's a kasha. Who told you that an oinin is not allowed to serve in a bomber? Where do you have a limud that an oinin is not allowed to serve in a bomber? Dilma shari a bomber. Maybe an oinin is allowed to work in a bomber. You can't ask me a question of something that you're speculating. So that's one way of learning the Kalvah Chaimer, Rabbi Shmuel understood the Kalvah Chaimer, how does he know that Yisrael, if he does avoid the Mesa Mikdash, he actually ruins the carbon? He learns it from the Kalvah Chaimer, we just said, from between a Balmum and an Oinen. Comes along Rabbi Shashi, he says, Asya Kalvah Chaimer, weird, we learn the Kalvah Chaimer from Yoyishev. The Kohen is not allowed to sit in the Mesa Mikdash while he's doing the Avoida. And you know, and goes, Uma Yoyishev. A yoshiv is a lot of ikabon and kachikachin while you're sitting, and yet im avad, if he served in the base of Midrash while he was sitting, chilil, not only is it forbidden, but he ruined the carbon. Azar Yisrael, she'enu eichel, is not permitted to participate in the kabanas. Ain't a din, surely, she'im avad, if he did serve, chilil, he ruined the carbon. One second. Mali Yoshev. No, Yoshev has a chumrah that the din is not only limited to a kohen serving the base of Midrash, it's also shekein pasul eidus. A Yoshev is pasul eidus. An eid says va'amdu shnei anoshim, that the witness need to stand, and therefore we see that Yoshev is a psul in other places as well. It's a big chumrah. Maybe that's why if he sat in the base of Midrash, it's disqualified. Who says by Yisrael? Where else he finds that Yisrael is awesome? No, we're learning from a Yoshev Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is permitted to sit by a court case as Eidus. And Tesh already asked the question, so how come that whole story we had with Yanni HaMelech, when his servant over there killed somebody and we forced Yanni HaMelech to come in, and the Shemeshah told him to stand, and all the Rabbonim, you know, put their heads down on the ground and so on. Why tell him to stand? What do you call it? You're allowed to sit. So Tesh says there that a king cannot be a king, it's part of the question. If a king cannot be Meichel is covered, a king should be able to sit. Why did he force him to stand? A Talmud Chacham could be Meichel is covered. So therefore, you could, a Talmud Chacham, say, you know what, I don't mind standing. But a king can't. What do you want? So why did he ask him to stand? So Tesh says, precisely because of that. A Talmud Chacham owns his, why is he Meichel? Because it's his. A king cannot be Meichel. He says, a king cannot be Meichel because it's not his. It's a mitzvah on everybody else to fear him. And Mardov, he said, Befeirish, there are Yoshua there. Malkiv is Dov, we learned clearly there are a lot of sit. In the base of Midrash, they can sit.
Yeah, this is a bez.
You talk about covering a melech or covering a tamal chochum. Rotesha says, and since a king cannot be meichel, a person can be meichel covered. A king cannot be meichel is covered. Why? Because there's a mitzvah and everybody to fear him. Says Tesha, that only applies to normal life. But when it comes to mitzvahs, if the mitzvah says he should sit, then it's not he who is Meichel the covered, it's the Eberster who is being Meichel is covered. The Eberster is saying you should be, the Eberster is Meichel is covered, that he should be sitting. What was I saying? Sorry. And I'm getting all mixed up. Let's do taste over here. Meir Tamil Chacham, six lines and the wide lines. So Tesh asking, says a king cannot be Meichel on his covers, that means he's stronger than a Chacham could be Meichel's covered. A king can, which means a king is stronger than Talmud Chacham. So surely a king should be sitting. Why should a kid be standing? And Tesh's answer is that it's not because a king is stronger than Talmud Chacham. It's nothing to do with strength. The Talmud Chacham is the greatest level, and therefore else covered make him sit. But a Talmud Chacham could be Meichel on his covered because it's his covered. He owns it. A king, it's not because he doesn't own it. The Eberster forces every year to be scared of the king. Says the Eberster forces us, it's not the king's covered to be Meichel. Not because he's stronger than Talmud Chacham. Therefore, Talmud Chacham is a higher madregan than a king. So Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand. A king is a lower level, so you have to follow what the Torah says. But I'm not sure you have to stand. That's why. Okay, back to the Gemara. Sorry, I just told you what the Torah says. Back to the Gemara. The Tesis brings him here, it's a very important din that Adam should always be standing when it comes to the din Taita. And especially by get of a woman, everyone should be standing, because it says possible amdushne anashim, and it sounds like somebody here that if you don't do it the right way, it's possible. Because you're saying it by the if a yeshiv by the base of Migdash passels the carbon, so a yeshiv by a din where you need aidim passels whatever the din is. So it says by a get, if the aidim are sitting, it ruins the get. They have to be standing. Then he says v'shema maybe the ever be bemekel for a different reason altogether. Back to the Gemara. So we're learning Yeshiva Chacham, and the Yeshiva Chacham is a lot of sits. So the only psul is by the base of Midrash. Malish Shem Yeshiva, but the name Yeshiva. Okay, you found this an exception, but generally Yeshiva applies not only to the base of Midrash, but to them as well. So maybe that's why he ruins the carbon. She came past the ages. But a Shem Yeshiva parach. I'm not interested in this Shem Yeshiva. We're talking about specifically. Yeshiva Tamu Chacham can be sitting by Eidus, so the Yeshiva is not a psul, but yet if it's a Tamu Chacham Akoyin and he sits in the base of Midrash, he ruins the carbon. So too by Yisro. The Intim Shalai Parach, and if you want to argue that it's a valid question, Asya me Yeshiv umechad mahanach. So we'll take Yeshiv and we'll take one of the other ones as well, like a Balmum or an Einan, and they'll combine the two together, and that's how we learn that as possible. Remember, our last question was that all those things are possible by a bummer, so you're going to have to assume that Yeshiv is kosher by a bummer. Otherwise, again, you cannot learn from there. You cannot learn. Yeshiv is kosher by a bummer. How do you know Yeshiv is kosher by a bummer? When is the din that I expect you to stand before the only minyan the Mishkan Lishar Sai Lifna Hashem? The later by Bama, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. We're going through every case in the Mishkan. How do you know that not only not allowed to serve, but that actually it ruins the carbon? Oinen min olon. How do you know oinen ruins the carbon? That it passes the carbon. The chesiv is not possible by going. It said by Kohen Gadol min Amigdash Layetzi, the base of Amigdash, he should not leave. And no, he's an exception, that he's not matamit and his relative. This is in today's chita. He's not matamit and his relative, nor can he go to matamit and shouldn't leave base of Amigdash, even the day that his parents died. No, but he's an oinen. And he continues serving base of Amigdash, and he won't be machal as Layetzi. And then the Pachy says, v'lo yichal as Amigdash. If he continues working, he's not machal. He's master, but every other Kohen should leave the base of Migdash, and if he works, he will mechal the carbon. He ruins the carbon. That's the raya. Rabbi Lazar brings it from another place. He brings Rabbi Lazar from the following pasuk by Aaron again at Pasha Shemini. He said Moshe Rabbeinu thought the reason why they burnt the carbon was because maybe they were an oinin. They were makriv while they were an oinin. So what did Aaron say? So Rabbi Aaron says, "Hein hayoyim hikrivus chatosim b'sodan Hashem." That did they bring it? So we dashen, even though he doesn't say that in the pasuk, but we're learning as well, and we'll follow up the whole discussion. That Aaron was saying, you think they brought it? They were koinim hadyotim, and they brought the carbon. They're an oinah, so they shouldn't have brought the carbon. I brought the carbon, so therefore, why would we have burnt it for that? I'm allowed to. Heini krivu ani krafti. So what is he clear from here? That a koin god was the only one who's allowed to bring a carbon while an oinah, but a koin had not allowed to. And what did my and if Elazar and Itamar did bring it, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been perfectly happy. Why they burnt the carbon? What does that prove? That the carbon became possible. If an oinen serves base of Midrash, the carbon becomes possible. Mikladi inu akiv shapin is tariff. Then it's good. Moshe Rabbeinu understood why they burned the carbon. For the Gemara, give two good psukim here. How come they argue? But Rabbi Lazar, my time le oma mivir amidla yetsa. Why doesn't he use the pasuk in amidla yetsa? Kohen Gadol, because the chayil inference is a good inference, but every kohen had he is allowed to. Amalach, he says, umiksi. Where does the pasuk say ha achas shel yotzer chilul? It says that kohen gadol continue working. He's not mechal. Maybe a kohen hedi taka should not continue working, should leave. But where does it say that kohen hedi, if he does work, he is mechal? You can't draw such a long bow. That's why I don't learn from that pasuk. The idah, okay, fine. And the tanakam, my time loy oma meheni krivu. Why doesn't he learn from heini krivu? Because somebody hold b'nei tumen yisrafu. In other words, there's a machlekes, we'll see later, whether an oinin is day and night, or an oinin is only by day. If an oinin is day and night, then therefore they had every right to burn the carbon, because when are they going to eat it? But if an oinin is only by day, then why did they burn the carbon? They could have eaten that night. Then the only way to learn pshat is the reason why Moshe would have been happy is because what happened was since that day they were oinin, they weren't really thinking properly. So therefore somebody came along as metame the carbon, and it's a tumah that they allowed to happen because they weren't very good, focused. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oh, I understand why you burnt it." As I said, they would tell me. Maybe somebody, Mirshova, doesn't touch. Who knows? Somebody tell me. How do you ever have two mezuzos? What do you mean, anoint and only by the Mahatera. How long do you have to be in Mahatera? Even after the carbon, after the person is buried, you're still. There's a big machlekes in Tanaim and machlekes in Rishonim. But an oinen, according to many Tanaim, is all the entire day, even after the Kvura. Even after the Kvura, all day. But the following night, it's a new day. It's no longer an oinen Mahatera. According to others, no. According to other Tanaim Gamlil, that's side by day and side the following night. Just like any carbon, 24 hours. According to others, it's only till the Kvura. And then kicks in Avelis. And according to the Rambam, Avelis is Mahatera the first day. And then the rest is Midrabbanan. Others learn that Avelis, the whole Avelis is Midrabbanan. Moshe Rabbeinu made Avelis 7 days and Shev Baruch 7 days. So there's many opinions.
Yeah, but it's interesting because most things start from the night before.
Sorry?
Most things start from the night before and finish.
Yeah.
Starting the day and you carry the
Umi. Yeah, like by Kabbalah, yeah. Because we're learning from Kabbalah. All the Din of Avelis we learn from Aaron. From Aaron, and so it's Kuru Kabbalah. Says the Gemara, or from Kohen God, whatever. Says the Gemara, Leader, my title on my hand, he kribu ksova, mipne tumid, it was burned because the tumid doesn't do with anything else. The day Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Rabbi the Shiva Rabbi Shmuel learned, Asya be kavu chayme be baumum. He says, you want to know how we know an oinen? We learn a kavu chayme from a baumum, the same kavu chayme we had before. Mader baumum, a koin is baumum, shaykhil, he's permitted to eat from kachim. And yet, im avad, if he's serving base amidosh, chilel, he ruined the carbon. So an oinen. An oinin she'ein oichel, an oinin's not allowed to eat, not only he's not allowed to be makriv, nor can he eat, is ein odin she'im avad chil, if he works, the same kavuchem Rabbi Shmuel had before, regarding Yisrael, same kavuchem will have regarding an oinin. Ma'al ba'amum, 1 second, ba'amum has a chumr, like we said before, she'kein osa ba'idin kreivin ki makrivin. The psul of a mum is not only, it does not only apply to a koi, it applies also to an animal. So it's such a big chumr that it applies both ends. Ma'ashen gen oinin doesn't apply to both ends. No zorichich. Now that we've already established that Yisrael it ruins the carbon, now Yisrael does not pass on to the animal. And yet we already established before that Yisrael also ruins the carbon. Zorichich, it doesn't pass on. So we see it's not a chumr just because it's the same psul applies to the koi and to the nikriv. It doesn't matter. There's no bearing on it. Oh, 1 second. Ma'al azor. If you're Yisrael, Yisrael, you can't do anything, but you can never become a kohen. Shekein ein loy takana, zor can never become a kohen. Balmum yechich. A balmum, a kohen, can one day cure himself from the mumim, and he can become a kohen, and yeah, go back to a normal kohen, and yet b'shas maisa, while he's a balmum, he ruins the carbon. So the fact that one day you can fix it up has no bearing on it either. One day, the fact that you cannot fix it up has no bearing on it. Go back and forth between a Baal Mum and a Yisrael. Each one has a separate Chumrah. Forget the Chumrahs. What do we have in common between the two? Shehem was Harin. They both warned, don't work in the basis of English. And if they do, if a Baal Mum works in the basis of Yisrael, I'll also learn an Oinin. Shemuzah that he is warned. If he served, he was Mechalim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Hey, Chemuzah, I don't know. Where do you know that an Oinin should not be working in the basis of English? You learn it from the Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol is told in this week's parasha, don't leave the Beis HaMikdash if you're an Oinin and don't be Mechalel. So you learn from there, but a Kohen Hed, it has to leave. And in the same pasuk, it seems we learn by inference, and if he doesn't leave and he works, he will be Mechalel. So what are you going to for? From the very same pasuk, you learn how the Easter for a Kohen Oinin to work in Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'lo Yechalel, I mean, he will be Mechalel. But the Gemara already said a minute ago that according to one opinion, that you cannot stretch us a long bow and say just because a kohen hedge has to leave, it doesn't mechal. But the Gemara here is taking on the opinion that we do make that inference that you are mechal. Ella, where you have to say if you learn this kavu chaimin, you know how you know that a kohen hedge shouldn't be doing avoida from Aaron and over there from the pasuk meheni kivu. Uksav, and they hold what that Moshe Rabbeinu would have been happy had a loss of his summer been makir the carbon. Why? Because they burnt it because they were an oinin b'shas ma'isa. They had no right to be makir the carbon. They had no right to be makir the carbon. But the chayde, okay, Iklim, I still ask a question. So what are you learning? You learn from Baal Mum and Yisrael. Ma'alat sada shavah shebehen. You know why a Baal Mum and Yisrael are, what do you call it? They ruined their carbon because there's never an angle of hetev. Clearly not, but we'll see the different opinions. We'll see Davkuf Aleph, the whole sugya there, the long Rashi, whatever. Yeah, we'll see that. Malatzada Shavish Ben. You know what they have in common? Shekain Loi Hutra Miklala. A zar is net. There's never an exception where a zar can work in the Beis Hamikdash ever. Nor is there ever an exception that a Balmum can work in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Issa never becomes mutter. Mashenkein an oinin. Sometimes he's allowed to. A kohen gadol. A kohen gadol an oinin. The chief rabbi Yisrael cannot work in the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, I just saw where somebody went into the Rebbe who wanted to marry a non-Jewish woman, and he told that to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said to him, they say that I'm a very smart man, and they say I know how to learn, maybe, and no matter how much I learn and no matter how much smarter I become, I will never be able to become a kohen, never. But you're already a kohen and you're so special, and I can never become like you. And what are you giving it up for? So the thing here, you can never become a kohen. Well, yeah, very much. So instead of knocking him, he built him up. Lift him up. Malat Tom Yichir. Says the Gemara. What mean? Tuma also. A tumah kayim works as a maid. He ruins the carbon. And yet, tumah is mutter sometimes. We know that. But it comes to carbon tzibur. We had it says in Pemoya Doi that tumah hutra b'tzibur. So we see that sometimes this very isur tumah we can be very relaxed about if it's a tzibur. And yet, if a kayim tummy works the base of maid, what happens? It ruins the whole carbon. Says the Gemara, malat tumah. You know why tumah? We said before there's another chumra that she came mitameh. That a kayim has the capacity to be mitameh others. My shenkin by an oinin. No, but the other ones, Sai Yisrael and Sai Balmum, they cannot pass it on. What's the tzad shavu? All three. Now we have three ready: Tamei, Balmum, and Yisrael. She came with Harim, and all of them not allowed to work in the Beis Hamikdash, and they ruined the carbon. Freddy Gemara v'Lifrach. Let's ask another question: Malah tzad shavu shebehen? All three: Sai Balmum, Sai Balmum, Sai Yisrael. And say tume she came lehutru miklalon eitzel koyin gadol b'karmi yachid. We don't find by a koyin gadol if he's doing a korban yachid, and he's tame. Do we find that he becomes mutter? No. And yet a koyin gadol an oinin is allowed to do that avodah. So we see that an oinin we're very relaxed about. It has a kula that nothing else has. So maybe if a koyin hegyit an oinin works in the base of English because it's such a lenient isur. Does not ruin the carbon. Does not pass the carbon. Sigmar says, "Shame tuma mi ishtaria." True, tuma by a kohen head is not mutter, but we find that tuma some in another instance is a mutter by tzibur. So therefore, tuma is not so harsh either. And yet, when the kohen tame works in the base of midrash, she ruins it. Rashi already asked, "What do you mean by Yisrael?" Also, sometimes mutter by a bomba we just said before. So he said, "Hutu Miklala means where the Isur is prevalent, but there are exceptions. By bomba was never us in the first place. A Yisrael was never us. There's never a din, never a mandate that a kohen has to work in the bomba. It's not the base of midrash. That's why he cannot bring a carbon tzibur in the bomba. So therefore, it's not called Hutu Miklala. There's never us to be mutter." Says the Gemara, Rav Mishashi says, "Asi be kavuchayim be yoshev." The same kavuchayim he had before, Rabbi Shmuel, he applies here by onion as well. The same kavuchayim he had by Yisrael, he has by an onion, and it goes as follows: Uma yoshev a kohen is sitting shayochel, he's allowed to eat kachim. Yet him avad if he works in the base of midrash chilul, he ruins the carbon. Onion shein oichel, onion is not allowed to eat kabanas the day that he's an onion. He's not allowed to eat any flesh. Ein oidin isn't the din sheim avad if he works in the base of midrash chilul, he ruins it. Ay, Malu Yoshev. What are you talking about? Yoshev has a kula. Sorry, Yoshev has a chumra. You know why he's so strict that even out did him outside the base of Midrash. For example, Edis. She came posul Edis. So we say, Yoshev Tamachachim. Yoshev Tamachachim. Tamachachim is allowed to sit by Edis. So by him, there's no other psul except in the base of Midrash, and yet they ruin the carbon. Or the Malu, the shame Yoshev, she came. Same discussion before. But the name Yoshev, at least in other cases, not by Tamachachim, that is so chumra, she came posul Edis. Shame Yoshev, the part doesn't bother him. And the imtim's like, Parich. Next sugya oinin pasul, an oinin is pasul. Oinin disqualifies. Oh my, Robert, he's actually a continuation because we were just talking about it until now. But Robert comes along and says the following: Loi shonu. He makes a din that even though we don't find anywhere in the Torah chiluk an oinin l'chayin is asur in every kind of a carbon, regardless, except the Kohen Gadol, comes along Rava and starts making distinctions. Omar Rava says, Rava, till it be demolished by Rava Bar Hayloi. Comes along Rava and says, Loi Shanu Ela B'Karben Yochid. When do we say that an oinin is possible? Only when it comes to a carbon yachid. Avol the carbon tzibur, since tumma is, for example, very relaxed when it comes to a tzibur. So when it comes to a carbon tzibur, maybe there's no din of oinin. It's not your personal carbon. You're doing a klai, so you're allowed to. Meratze is allowed to. And kal v'chayim metumah. How do I know that a carbon tzibur? So suddenly the Rav is mechadah something that's not in the Torah, that an oinin is permitted by a carbon tzibur from a kal v'chaymer. He's using kal v'chaymer to be matzah something. And that's what Rabbi Eloi is going to ask, that this, if you can start using kal v'chaymer, I can change all the dinim in the Torah around regarding these laws of tumah and everything else. It goes as follows. First of all, what's the Rav's kal v'chaymer? From tumah. We find that tumah, if a kohen tumah works in the Beis HaMikdash, he ruins the carbon. And we find that, and yet, ma tumah shlehutra miklolo eitz a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol who is tumah. Is he allowed to bring his own carbon? No, just because the tumahut betzibur doesn't pass on to a kohen gadol. Even though when it comes to an oinin, we're very lenient with a kohen gadol, but that's it. It's limited to oinin. When it comes to tumah, there's no exceptions for a kohen gadol that he's allowed to eat his personal carbon when he is tummy. No such thing. The carbon yachid yet hutra etzel hedyid because tzibur yet a hedyid if it's a carbon tzibur is allowed to tumahut betzibur. Is aninus, when it comes to aninus, shahutra meklodik and godl become yachid, but aninus, which is so lenient that I coin godl, to me we're not lenient, but aninus by coin godl become yachid is permitted. So surely where tumma is permitted for a coin hedyid, which is a tzibur, surely aninus should be mut as well. Einoidin shahutra eats a coin hedyid, become tzibur. So that's a kal v'chaymer. If we're lenient by a kohen gadol that if he's an oinin, he can eat his own personal carbon, so surely we should be lenient by a kohen hedyid when it comes to oinin and a carbon tzibur. Because tumah was muta by a kohen hedyid, so surely oinin. Says the Gemara, maskal rabbi Eloi, if you're going to start making these kind of... Sorry?
Now
aninus,
for a coin for the avoidance.
Coin
gadol. Yeah, coin gadol. It's
all avoidance,
or just
a carbon yachid? All avoidance, but even a carbon yachid. Says the Gemara. Otherwise, I know kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer is that we are makel a carbon yachid by a coin gadol for aninus, but we're not going to make of anybody a carbon yachid for tumah. So we see that aninus is very lenient. So surely we were makel by tumah in a carbon tzibur. Surely we should make it aninus, which is by a kohen. Maskil Rabbi Eloi, if you're going to start making these kavuchaymes, then I have a whole bunch of kavuchaymes for you. Number one, loy tusar aninus eats a kohen gadol karmi yachid kavuchaymes. Using these kavuchaymes, maybe we'll say like this: when can an oinin? Adam was a carbon tzibur. Of course, a carbon tzibur is allowed to. When do we say that an oinin is mutter only by carbon tzibur? Maybe karmi yachid hak is asin. Well, how do I know? The Torah doesn't make any, it's unequivocal, doesn't make any difference between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. From the same carbon chaymer you just made. If you start using the carbon chaymer to change the Torah around, I have a whole bunch of carbon chaymer lined up for you. Let's start this one. That maybe when the Torah says that a kohen gadol is allowed to eat a carbon and work in a carbon and on a carbon tzibur, not a carbon yachid. Why? Let's use the same carbon chaymer. But the reverse. Ma tumah, the converse. Ma doch tumah shehutra eats a coin head with tibet. Tumah, which is so lenient by a coin head with tibet. Yet lo hutra eats a coin godl become yachid. Yet tumah, we're not going to make a special dispensation for coin godl to eat tumah yachid. So aninus, which is so much stricter, shlo hutra eats a coin head become tibet. Aninus coin head never works. So surely ain't a din shlo tusa eats a coin godl become yachid. So surely by coin godl become yachid, you shouldn't be able to have, you should not be able to eat as an oinin. If you can have this kalachemer, learning from tumah. Question number one. Question number two. The tusar tumma eats a kohen gadol become yachid. Let's go now to the converse. Let's say taka that a kohen gadol is tumma, he's allowed to eat his own kabonis. Kal v'chaymer. How? Me kal v'chaymer. Umadach aninus. Aninus so strict that a kohen hedyid is never permitted to eat karma yachid, karma tzibur, with aninus. Yet tumma is permitted karma tzibur. So what do we say? Tumma is so lenient. So a kohen gadol is allowed to eat a karma yachid by aninus. Surely he should allow to eat it when he's tumma. Shlahutra is a kohen gadol carbon tzibur. Hutra is a kohen gadol carbon yachid. Yet by kohen gadol carbon yachid permitted aninus. So tuma shahutra eats a kohen hedyid carbon tzibur. Tuma which is permitted by kohen hedyid by carbon tzibur. Ain't a din. Surely shahutra is a kohen gadol carbon yachid. No, question number two. Question number three. The loytuta tumma eats a kohen hedyid carbon tzibur. Let's take a learn from here that a kohen hedyid, if they're tumma, they cannot bring a carbon tzibur. Why did the Torah, when it talks about tuba moed, they're talking about carbon pesach there, whatever it is. So we'll say that's talking about only a carbon yachid, not a carbon tzibur. We're saying that where aninus applies, where Anisa does not apply, Tumah still applies. So that shows sometimes that there's a leniency by Anisa, so you don't have by Tumah. That's it, Rava, you open the Pandora's box. If you're going to start making Kavuchemes, I can show you Kavuchemes, you can go all over town. Another third question I'm going to ask you. And in all these cases, you agree with me that there's no such distinction. You agree with me that Kavuchemes is not a good Kavuchemes. So forget your whole Kavuchemes. There's no differences. Question number three. Let's disallow Tumah eats a coin hedge carbon tzibur. But let's say that a coin hedge is not able to bring a carbon tzibur from a kavuchemer. Umadach aninis, which is lenient, shehutre eats a carbon god with a yachid. Carbon god with a carbon yachid, aninis lad eat. Yet, like hutre eats a coin hedge, the carbon tzibur, he's not lad eat, not only carbon yachid, even carbon tzibur, aninis coin hedge. It's forbidden. So Tumah, which is somewhat stricter, how do I know Tumah is stricter? So Hutra eats a Kohen Gadol become a Yachid. Kohen Gadol in his own private carbon, if it's Tumah, he cannot eat from it. So Ein Adin, surely a Kohen Hedyit, which is a much lower level, Shloi Tutum, Kohen Hedyit, Garbet Tzibur. I mean, all that's not true. Next page. Ika Lemikra Hachi, Ika Lemikra Hachi. The Kavachemis can go either way. And therefore, kol chada v'chada teikub aduchte, leave everything the way the Torah said it, and don't make any distinction. The Torah makes no difference between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur, and therefore a kohen gadol and oinin is not allowed to eat from all kabonis. A kohen tamei is not allowed to eat from any kabonis. Leave everything the way it is, and don't come along and say that a carbon tzibur and oinin is allowed to eat from a carbon tzibur. The Torah said that a kohen hedyit should not eat an oinin. Makes no difference. Carbon yachid, carbon tzibur. If you stop making differences and you put a kavuchem in there, I can turn everything around. Next piece, tful yoim. The Mishnah says that a tful yoim, somebody went to the mikveh by day and didn't have sunset yet. Not only is not allowed to serve the basin mikveh, but he actually ruins the carbon. Minolan, how do you know? The Tanya Rab Simoy Yoim, Rab Simoy says, Rem is the tful yoim. Where do you know tful yoim? Sheim Ovid, that if he's serving the basin mikveh, not only he shouldn't, but chilil, he ruins it. Minayin, Tamalayme, Takilin. Logic is not enough. You need a pasuk from this week's parsha. Actually, from today's chita, as it says, "Kedoshim yiyu," that the kohenim have to be holy. It talks about first they shouldn't shave the beards and shouldn't, you know, make a korch on the heads, and then it says they should be kedoshim, and then it's in a pasuk v'loy yichalu. It sounds like they're not kedoshim; they're going to desecrate the carbon. Could they bring kabbonis? Now, what are we talking about here? Im eini inyan l'tamei. We don't need to tell you that a tamei, if he works in the base of midrash, he ruins the carbon. Because we learned yesterday, and we learned this morning, the nafik mivinazu. We learned that either from a kavuchaymer or from the pasuk vinazu. It says bnei yisrael v'lei chal, and we said that pasuk is actually a teacher for tumah. So what I need this pasuk for is to know inyan l'tvul yaim. We're talking about tvul yaim. That a tvul yaim, somebody went to the mikvah b'day, and the sun didn't set. He shouldn't work in the base of midrash. If he did, he actually ruins the carbon. Says Gemara, but if you read the psukim, the sequence of the psukim, the pasuk before says that a kohen should not make a bald spot in his head, nor should he shave his beard. So maybe that's what it's talking about. If a kohen did that, he's disqualified from working based on Midrash, and he ruins the carbon. Why are you jumping to something else which we're not being discussed over here? But even though before that, we are talking about Tumah, it says, you know, which relatives you're allowed to be metamah to, and everyone else you shouldn't. But the last, very last pasuk, prior to this pasuk, is about karcha, and pachasikonam legalechu. So, ema, turu'in, lekore, karcha, the mashkas, pazokin. Maybe it's talking about that a kohen destroys his bed. So, Gemara says, no. Tvu yoim de im avad b'misim en alon. How do you know a tvu yoim is not allowed to work in the base of Midrash? And we're saying now he ruins the carbon. Trying to ruin the carbon. But there's another thing about Tvul Yoyim. If a Tvul Yoyim works the base of Midrash, he's actually Chai Misa. And how do you know he's Chai Misa? We learn from Truma. And how do you know from Truma? And all of the Goma, we learn out Chilul Chilul Truma. We use the Pasuk here, V'lo Yechalu, and we learn out from Truma. So therefore, this Pasuk obviously must be talking about Tvul Yoyim. Not a guy who shaves his beard. The apostle by Trumah, those psulim which are apostle by Trumah, for example, Tvul Yoim. A Tvul Yoim is not allowed to eat from Trumah, is Mochil Avoidah. He ruins his carbon because he also is Chai Misa. The loy apostle by Trumah, but those psulim which is not apostle by Trumah, for example, if a Koyan decided to shave his beard or to remove his beard or to make a bald spot. He's allowed to eat Trumah. Le'imachil Avoidah. Therefore, he doesn't ruin the Avoidah. Let's just do Rashi here. Wait a minute. Sorry. We learn a lot of things with Chil. Mi'ila, how do you know Mi'ila is Misa? We learn Gzer Shabbos from Trumah as well. Okay, no Tanya. Say, oh, my Rabbi, Rabbi says, lo melid the kasser rachmana. Why does the Tanya have to say, and we skip the word Tamei, because Rashi says it doesn't say it, because we learn anything from Tamei. Utvul yayim u'mechusse kipurim. Why does the Tanya have to say tvul yayim u'mechusse kipurim? What do you call it? I tell you that... yeah, you know where we stop here. Going a little bit too far.